Welcome back to Hoops HD, everybody. It is time. It is championship week. It is time for our first championship week video notebook podcast. We are going to be coming to you
Wow.
live on tape delay every night between now and when we have a bracket set. I'm Chad Sherwood. Got David Griggs and Joby Fortson with us. This is
Yeah.
day zero.
Day zero and much to get to. So championship week starts tomorrow and all the conference tournaments, all of the action for a lot of these teams, it's their last chance to make the dance. Everybody that's in it gets to play until they lose. What's the count? 336, 337. I know I just saw it a second ago.
337 teams left still with a shot to win it all.
All right, to win it all. And we're going to go through it all tonight.
Yes, it is Sunday evening, and so no games have started yet. But what we're going to be doing on these podcasts every night is we're going to start with some news and notes, which we're not going to do tonight because we're going to cover all that tomorrow night when we do a full Hoops HD report in connection with our video notebook. Then we're going to review any games that took place of the day, preview upcoming games, update our survival board, do a few other things, and that's it. And let's get right to it. Let's
All
start with
tomorrow's action.
a review of all of today's games. Okay, there were no conference tournament games today, so let's skip over that. And let's go straight to, if we pull the screen share up, it is day one, Monday night in the Northeast Conference. Joby, huge 8-9 games. Central Connecticut is heading to Fairleigh Dickinson. Your thoughts on this game tomorrow night?
I am in absolute shock because I've actually had the good fortune of seeing Fairleigh Dickinson live this year because they played my Virginia Cavaliers. And they are the favored team at, get this audience, 4-21. This is, and you know what? They are now, here's, they did beat
Here's some resumes, yeah.
conference at the time, conference leader Wagner in the last week. So they're playing better. They're led by their two guards, Brandon Rush and Devin Dunn, who are solid performers for a under the radar conference team. But the player you might want to take, if they're going to make any noise whatsoever, it actually may rely on one of their on their small forward, John Square. And the reason why is Square has a unique component on his statistics. He is hitting 54% from the field very solidly and 44% from three. 44%. That is
good shooter.
Pretty strong. And then the guy hits only 66% from free throw. Those type of players just drive me nuts. I'm not going to lie. But the fact is, maybe if he gets hot from the outside and you get the production that they've consistently gotten from Rush and Dunn, my prediction would be Fairleigh Dickinson to take out what it be. And they're playing a lot better right now, as I mentioned with the Wagner win, to take out a Central Connecticut team who's just floating along.
Yeah, big win last week over Wagner, who had been the conference front runner the whole time to get to play this one at home. We don't have the survival board up. We'll pull it up here in a second. But in looking at these metrics, I'm thinking that both of these teams, either one of them, would have to win this conference tournament to get.
I would note here, actually, look at the metrics, though. Both of them are sub 300 in offense and defense. The big difference in the metrics is Fairleigh Dickinson is a top 50 tempo. Central Connecticut sub 300 tempo. So we have a contrast of styles here. And I think it's whichever team does control this speed here. If this is a slowdown game, you give Central Connecticut the edge. If Fairleigh Dickinson can push the tempo, I think we give the Knights the edge. I would note also, scrolling back here, Central Connecticut does have three true road wins on the season. So they do know how to, a little bit of how to win on the road here. So we'll see if that comes into play at all. And they did beat
Not one of
Fairleigh
those
Dickinson.
was not. At Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yeah.
Fairleigh Dickinson took them down very solidly by 20 at Fairleigh Dickinson. When they returned to Central Connecticut, the game went to overtime. Central Connecticut came out on top, but the game went to overtime. So I'd still give old Fairleigh Dickinson the edge.
Let me ask both of you a quick question here also. Why this is the first time we're looking at the Northeast Conference, obviously. It's the first tournament we've looked at. Aside from this game tomorrow, who do you think is going to win this league here, especially as we go into it with Bryant having won their last two games to take the conference tournament championship, Peter Kiss being the leading scorer in the entire nation playing for Bryant. Wagner was never able to really did not play very well since they suffered a big injury late in the season and kind of stumbled down the stretch. Griggs?
I'm still going to go with Wagner. They are noticeably, as you pointed out, not the same since the injury. But, I mean, they were just blowing through this league like nobody's business all the way up until a week ago. It is discouraging to lose at Fairleigh Dickinson. And they, I know they lost at Bryant, but they were kind of in that game. I think that the way this tournament plays out, the fact that they don't play until Wednesday and they're at home, it kind of gives them a chance to kind of regroup and recollect themselves. And they should win the quarterfinal game and this and get some momentum and win the semifinal game too. I just think when it comes down to it, they're still better than Bryant, but watch out for Bryant. You need to download the NEC Sports app if you have not done that yet. Why
for the first for the first two rounds you will need that, yes. Yeah.
Well, you should have it anyway.
Joby, I'm going Bryant. I'm going the other way. I just love the way that this team is playing right now. But which way are you going to win this tournament?
You know, I mean, a week ago I definitely would have done Wagner, but I mean, losing to Fairleigh Dickinson is disconcerting. And then, more importantly, the loss to Bryant this week, it's not about, oh, that's a preview of how the championship will go, as much as the number, this is campus sites where the championship's held. It will be at Bryant. And I do think Wagner and Bryant will be the final. I think they are heads and shoulders above everyone else in the conference. You know, out there, you know, you're not going to have a Mount St. Mary's run, I don't think, like you sometimes see out of this conference. Thus, Bryant, I would give the edge to, but Wagner, you know, Wagner has the nice win against VCU. They can step up when needed, but the, you know, the last week should be disconcerting.
Yeah, that was Elijah Ford, by the way, the injury for Wagner. He was averaging over 11 points a game, so it was a significant injury. But that is our preview for tomorrow. So let's go ahead and update our survival board here.
Survival board. We love the survival board.
Griggs, can you tell everybody what this survival board is? By the way, if you want the conference tournaments, they're up there. If you want the survival board, up there as well.
Well, this is a tool that we put together for the selection committee. It's so they can come here and they can see who all's left. And it gives them an idea of who they need to select, who they need to consider selecting, and who they should absolutely not select. It's a brilliant tool. And people are like, oh, come on, you guys are crazy. The committee does not have access to this. Yes, they do. They have internet in the committee room. We have confirmed that, so they can all pull this up and look at it while they're delivering.
And if you go down through the survival board here, you see as we start championship week, we have 337 teams eligible. We mentioned at the top of the show.
Yeah.
Teams are in different colors. Blue means you're a lock. That means you are guaranteed to be in the tournament. If the committee is debating whether or not to put you in, if they see you in blue, you're in.
Yes.
Green is a team you should debate. Miami, do they belong in or not? Right now, I think they're leaning in, but there's a chance they may not make it.
Right.
Virginia on the other side, they're leaning out, but there's an outside chance they do make it. Teams that are just in red are out already. For example, the Ivy League you see there, it's down to only the four teams. The other four teams are completely eliminated.
The committee looks at that and they're like, well, because say a committee member says, well, I want to select Brown. What would happen? No, they would be like, well, you can't. They're crossed out on the survival board, so you can't select them.
For example, we see the Northeast Conference, Merrimack ineligible. They're not in, but we do see 10 teams there in regular type from Bryant to Carver Bible to Central Connecticut.
Yeah, Carver Bible, yes. Yeah. So Carvel Bible College still being considered here. Are they in the Northeast? I thought they were in Atlanta.
Okay, I don't know how they got in there, but I don't know what happened there. We got to find out what's going on. But Carver Bible, I don't think they're in the Northeast Conference. But the other nine
teams
are
playing St. Francis tomorrow in the 7-10 game.
They must be. They're listed. You see it right there. They're listed.
Playing
St. Francis in the 7-10. Come on. I got one other thing I want to throw out there before we finish for the night, and that is we are going to also be starting another new feature for these shows here. We have invented something, David, called the Hoops HD Rivalry Creator. Okay.
Yes.
There are some great rivalries out there, like in the Northeast Conference, for example, you have St. Francis of Brooklyn and Long Island University. That is, as we all know, it's the Battle of Brooklyn.
Battle of Brooklyn, yeah.
But this will let us do not only pull up existing rivalries, but also let us create new rivalries if we want to. So if anybody out there is watching and you have two teams that you think should be rivals and need a rivalry game with a specific name to it, go ahead, tweet at us at HoopsHD or tweet me at @CSherwood_1973. We will make certain that we get you onto the Rivalry Creator. And we could also find out some minor some details about these rivalries as well here. Look at this.
You check detail.
They're huh, 8 miles apart. I've never met in the NCAA tournament.
I've never met in the NCAA tournament. That is crazy. You don't see any rivalries like that. Okay.
So yes, for example,
Eastern Washington and Washington State, they're 8 miles. Yes.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't know that unless we checked it, but.
I mean, we could put any team in there. I mean, for example, and the computer all figures out these rivalries for us. For example, what's tomorrow night's game? It's Central Connecticut, CCSU at Fairleigh Dickinson, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't even know. FAI. We got to spell them correctly. Otherwise, the computer won't know what I'm talking about. But
yeah. I mean, the computer would go crazy. Said error in violent rivalry.
Central Connecticut, Fairleigh Dickinson. What do we get?
The connect.
Okay. I don't even know what that means, but you see, this is what the computer does. You have a rivalry. You want us to do it. Let us know. On that note, any other thoughts as we head into championship week? Joby, any other final thoughts?
Looking forward to one of the beginning of two of the greatest weeks of the year that often are appreciated by basketball fans and underappreciated until all of a sudden people look at what happens on SportsCenter every night and they go, oh, isn't that cool?
Yeah. Griggs.
I just can't believe we're to the survive and advance stage of the season. We said in November that it would be here before we know it. And part of me still thinks it's early in the year because it goes so fast.
Yeah, I guess on that note, we will be back tomorrow evening. This video notebook will be part of our Hoops HD report. So it's going to be a much longer show, probably a little longer than our normal Hoops HD reports. And then every night from here on out, after all the games are over, more or less, we will be doing one of these video notebooks. But on behalf of Joby Fortson and David Griggs, I'm Chad Sherwood. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the games. Talk to you again tomorrow night.